Hare Krishna. The mind may be like a hog in a confectionery, but we don't have to be. All of us are innately pleasure-seeking. We cannot live without pleasure. But how we seek our pleasure, where we seek our pleasure, that defines our identity and determines our destiny. So, in general, because of the influence of the culture externally and the mind internally, we often equate pleasure with material pleasure. And our pleasure-seeking propensity gets directed towards material pleasures. If we are fortunate, then from scripture, we come to learn about our spiritual identity, and then we start seeking spiritual happiness. And among the various kinds of spiritual happiness, the devotional happiness that comes by loving and serving Krishna is the highest happiness. And this happiness is profoundly enriching and fulfilling. Although the practice of Bhakti Yoga gives us glimpses of this higher happiness, still, the mind, because of its past impressions and its past recollections of material indulgences, the mind keeps going back to those worldly pleasures. And in this way, by its stubborn attachment to worldly pleasures, the mind resembles a hog in a confectionery. A confectionery is a shop with sweets, many mouth-watering delicacies. But a hog will not care for any of these delicacies. The hog will still be searching for refuse. So similarly, our mind, even when it has opportunities, profuse opportunities for the higher pleasures of devotional service, still the mind keeps chasing after the puny pleasures of material enjoyment. So in this way, by its stubborn attachment, the mind stonewalls our attempts to practice devotional service and seek higher happiness. So when the mind stonewalls us thus, what do we do? How do we deal with it? So actually the Bhagavad Gita wisdom tells us that we can deal with it by using our intelligence to persevere on the path of bhakti. The Bhagavad Gita 6.5 tells us that it is our responsibility to deal with the mind and to use it in a way by which we will be elevated and not degraded. 6.5 says, Uddhare dātmana ātmānam nātmānam avasādayet ātmaiva hi ātmano bandhur ātmaiva ripurātmana. So, ātmaiva hi ātmano bandhur. The mind is the friend of the self. Atmaiva ripuratmanah. The mind is also the enemy of the self. So why is the mind the friend and the enemy? Because the mind, if it is attached to things which are detrimental to the ultimate interests of the soul, which are detrimental to the spiritual growth of the soul, then the mind acts as an enemy. And when it acts as an enemy, then atmanam avasadayet. The mind drags down the soul. But if somehow the mind becomes attached to those forms of pleasure which promote self-realization, then the mind will become the friend. And then such a mind, Uddhare dātmana ātmānam, it will actually elevate the soul. So our mind presently acts as our enemy. But from scripture we can learn about how remembrance of Krishna is so fulfilling. In the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna hears the glories of Krishna and then he's relishing the glories of Krishna, he says, Bhuya kathaya truptirhi shrunvato nasti me amritam. He says, Bhuya kathaya truptirhi, I'm not feeling satisfied. I want to hear more and more and more. Shrunvato nasti me amritam. This is the amrita. This is the nectar which comes from the ears and it keeps fulfilling me more and more and more. I want it more and more. So, this is the experience of the purified souls. For us, we may not have this experience. And for us, the Bhagavad Gita describes that we will have to go through a process of austerity. In 18.37, the Bhagavad Gita talks about happiness in the mode of goodness. And the nature of spiritual happiness for a sadhaka is also similar to the nature of happiness in the mode of goodness. So what is the nature of happiness in the mode of goodness? Yattadagre vishamiva pariname amritopamam tatsukham satvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. Agre vishamiva, that which in the beginning tastes like poison, but pariname amritopamam, which in the end tastes like nectar. Tatsukham satvikam proktam, that is happiness in the mode of goodness. And what is the speciality of this happiness? Atma buddhi prasadajam. It awakens our spiritual intelligence. So by using intelligence, not only do we get fulfillment, but our intelligence also grows further. So when the mind keeps itself attached to worldly pleasures while we are practicing spiritual life, so we can call to our memory this image of a hog amidst the confectionery. And then, yes, the hog's nature is not changeable, but we don't have to become like the hog. And our mind is not permanently like that hog. Presently it may be, but if we persist in the practice of bhakti, then gradually the mind will realize that whatever other things we were finding enjoyable, they don't really give us much happiness. Actually, the practice of bhakti gives us far greater happiness than many other things. In fact, all other things. And eventually, when the mind realizes this, that actually these worldly pleasures, their pleasures are so tiny and they're so troublesome and they're so entangling as compared to the purity and the glory of spiritual happiness, they're so filthy actually. Then one will be able to put them aside and focus purely on Krishna. And when the mind develops a taste for Krishna, the mind will become our friend. And then the process of bhakti yoga will become constantly, eternally, increasingly joyful. That is the perfection of life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.